Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
As we've been reporting all day today, the 2nd Infantry of the 4th Stryker Brigade, the last combat convoy in Iraq, has left the country. That's a different feeling when you're hearing that as a headline than when it's your husband passing over the border from Iraq into Kuwait and heading home. The Stryker Division has a Facebook page. You can check it out. It's jammed full of messages from parents, spouses, kids, and friends. Some shared their stories about getting the call they'd been waiting for months. Some just expressed relief that they'd soon be reunited with their loved ones. Specialist Matt Merman is with the 4th Stryker Brigade, and his wife, Jacqueline Merman, joins us now from Washington. Also with us is Caitlin Waters. Her husband, Mark, is one of the 50,000 soldiers that will stay on in Iraq. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
You know, Jacqueline, let me start with you, because it's a very different thing when you speak about a conflict. The time that your loved one is actually in danger, when they're serving their mission, your attitude towards the conflict is very different from the moment when they come home and they're safe and their lives are no longer in danger, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. It's like every day is so stressful, and you're worried, they're on your mind 24/7, and when you get that, when you know that they're out of Iraq, they're out of a combat zone, the relief is indescribable. It's the best feeling I've ever had in my life.
Do you have a different feeling about the actual war in Iraq, about the U.S. invasion of Iraq today than you did yesterday?
Honestly, it's hard to... It's hard to describe. Matt and I talked about the men who are and women that are going to have to stay over there, and how our hearts just broke for them. And yet, obviously, my husband's coming home soon, and so it's like I'm praying for them and I'm thinking about them. And yet, my whole world is about to be in my arms again. So it's kind of it's hard to describe.
well, Caitlin, you just heard Jacqueline talking about how her heart breaks for you, really. There's this joyful news from families like Jacqueline's, where their troops are coming home. And then for you, your husband, Mark, is staying on.
Yes, ma'am. It really shows the type of connection that the military community has for one another, and how their hearts go out to one another. When they may never have met each other, but yet they still know that one of their own service member, their one of their own brothers, is still over there. And it shows just the connection between them.
Caitlin, I'm just wondering if you buy this distinction that your husband is now non-combat. He's a non-combatant. He'll still be in uniform. He'll still be armed, but the army labels him as not being a combat troop anymore. Do you think that the Iraqi people will see your husband that way, or will they just see him as a soldier?
I don't think they will, because my husband's main unit that his unit is attached to is actually an infantry division. And I don't think that they will see him as being a non-combatant, because he is still in uniform and he still carries around his gun and he will still be inspecting bombs and all those types of things. So, no, I don't think the Iraqi people will see him any differently than any other soldier that has ever walked the streets there.
So you feel he's in just as much danger today as he was yesterday before he became a non-combatant?
I think he's in more danger, because he has stated that there are more bombs that are going off, and they're getting worse every single day.
Do you think the war is... I mean, it seems to me like the war for you and your husband, Mark, is not over.
No, it's not, and it won't be over until the day he leaves the military. And so that's just something that's naturally that we just know is going to happen.
Jacqueline, what about for you? Is the war over for you now?
No, you know, like I said, Matt still has friends over there, and honestly, until the last soldier comes home, it's not over. And really, I have a deeper connection, I think, to the war, because I know what the other woman on the phone is going through, you know, and it's not something that you walk through and then you forget about. It's something that you walk through, and then your heart goes out even more to the people going through it. So, no, it's not over. My husband's home, and it's amazing to have him home soon. But no, the war's not over.
You know, I've been reading through these some of these statistics. We've been using them in headlines. More than 4,400 American servicemen and women dead. Probably more than 100,000 Iraqi civilians killed. By the time we finally pull the troops out, we'll probably have spent at least $900 billion there. And those statistics are staggering. But for Jacqueline, for you and Caitlin, the war is not these statistics. It's been a huge part of your lives. Jacqueline, you were newlyweds when he went to war. The war has kind of, so far, spanned your marriage.
Actually, we had just gotten engaged. And then we got married during his R&R, so we have yet to even live together and start our married life. And you long for your husband when you get married and you get him for a week and he's gone. So it was hard.
And Caitlin, the same for you. Your husband Mark still in Iraq. You have two boys, for whom this war in Iraq represents a great deal of time away from their father. Birthdays missed and the first day of school.
Yes, definitely. And it's really hard for my boys. Well, not my youngest one. He thinks his father lives in the computer screen, which is really sad because when his dad pops up or he hears Skype, when my husband calls, I have never seen a child crawl faster than my youngest one because he's like a little speeding bullet when he hears that sound or he sees his father. And my oldest one, it's still hard for him. He still has nightmares. And so it's really tough on him.
Well, Caitlin Waters, you know, we were asking this of our listeners all day long, and perhaps the two of you are among the best positioned to answer it. Was the war in Iraq worth it? And what do you think will be our legacy that we leave behind? Caitlin, let me ask you first.
Well, at the time, yes, I do feel that the war in Iraq was necessary because of what had happened to us. I will never forget what happened on 9/11. And I will never forget the ideals of why we went into Iraq. And I still feel at times that once a war has been waged, you can't just pull out of a country like that because it creates a catastrophic downfall for that nation. And when that happens, it only creates more issues in the long run.
That is Caitlin Waters joining us from Mississippi, Army wife of Mark Waters, who is part of the non-combatants staying in Iraq. Jacqueline Merman, let me ask you the same thing. Was it worth it? And what is the legacy we leave behind?
I definitely, it's hard to even say anything better than how she just answered. That's exactly how I feel. Saddam needed to go. I think that the world is much safer without him. All I could do is pray that the men that have lost their lives and all the sacrifices that our men and women have made are not in vain, and that Iraq will become just a safe place and a steady place, and that everything was not in vain. And honestly, I don't know what else to say about it.
Jacqueline Merman will be reunited with her husband, Matt, soon. Caitlin Waters still waiting for that reunion. Her husband, Mark, still serving in southern Iraq. Thank you to you both.